at the NAFB Trade Talk. I am visiting with Syngenta Seeds and Wayne Fithian. Wayne, first of all, tell me what you do with the company.
I'm the head of technical information services, which is quite a handle. What it means is I try and help farmers understand how they're going to gain benefit from our traits and our technologies and our products.
Well, we're always looking for that what's new, what's the new news, the information. And so when it comes to your company, I know that there are some things that are on the list to talk about, like AgriSure, Viptera. Just tell me what's out there right now that's new that people need to know.
Well, we're very lucky at Syngenta to have three major launches this year. So our Viptera technology will launch, and we can talk about that. Also, for areas more northern climates, we have our aphid management system, and certainly we could talk about that, Chuck. And then also, kind of for the west in the limited rainfall areas, we'll be launching the industry's first wave of drought modified corn hybrids in AgriSure Artesian this spring.
Well, let's just talk about that first, because I think as you look at some of the challenges facing farmers, agriculture today, use of natural resources, water in particular, is seems like increasingly important as we try to feed more people. So what is it that you've got out there right now in the field?
So our AgriSure Artesian technology is based in natural variation of genes that provide for natural variation in drought tolerance in corn. So we had identified 12 genes that each play a role in a different role, so it's very broad-based technology in helping the corn plant overcome the negative effects of drought. And we know that, you know, from tracking and looking at gene expression, these genes are not common in elite germplasm. So in the process of breeding corn for, you know, most farms in the Corn Belt, we'd lost a lot of these genes from the gene pool. So we've brought them back into elite germplasm, and we'll be launching the first wave of hybrids containing these genes this spring in 2011. It'll be a limited launch because they're all like, you know, brand new hybrids off of brand new inbreds. In terms of bringing these genes in. So we're very excited to be the first company able to launch drought tolerance.
Great. Well, you mentioned early on there the AgriSure Viptera launch. Tell us how that's going.
That's going really well. Our customers, people who maybe even haven't planted a lot of Garce Golden Harvest or NK seed for the last several years are very excited about Viptera. We're getting an excellent response. We've introduced 40 new hybrids that contain the Viptera technology. Now, some of those are hybrids our customers already know, maybe in another trait version, but now they'll carry the Viptera trait. And Viptera is going to be marketed as Viptera 3111 or 3010. So the 3111 is combining it with our corn borer and rootworm technology. The 3010 is with our corn borer technology, and in either package it offers the broadest spectrum of insect control available in the industry.
Well, that is what we need to know, and here at the NAFB Trade Talk, we've been talking with Syngenta about what's new, and speaking with Wayne Fithian. Really appreciate it. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.